This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
A bid to stop the annoying fees adding to the cost of living these days. I'm David Brancaccia, coming to you this week from Houston, where we're putting a Texas focus on some of our coverage. But first, with economic issues top of mind for voters heading to the polls in less than 2 weeks now, the White House is announcing another initiative to lower the cost of living. It's attacking what it calls junk fees charged by companies like banks and airlines. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall Genzer reports.
The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau is leading the charge against bank fees. It's rolled out guidance prohibiting banks from charging overdraft fees when consumers have enough money for a debit charge when it's authorized, but because of the timing of other charges to their account, end up with an overdraft fee. The guidance also covers fees banks charge when a customer deposits a check that bounces because the check writers didn't have enough money in their accounts. And the Federal Trade Commission is starting to write new rules on other fees, including on tickets for events like concerts or resort fees at hotels or fees airlines charge so you can sit next to your child. The FTC has already proposed a rule that would restrict fees by car dealers, including add-ons like nitrogen-filled tires. The Biden administration says extra fees like this cost consumers tens of billions of dollars. I'm Nancy Marshall Genzer for Marketplace.
Later this morning, we're getting the first reading on economic growth. After 2 quarters of contraction, forecasters expect a sharp rebound, at least on paper. This covers the summer into fall quarter, and the real concern is what happens to hiring as we go into the winter, given all these higher interest rates being engineered in to fight inflation. Let's do the numbers. Crude oil is up 0.4% over $88 a barrel. The 10-year interest rate up slightly, 4.07%. Stock indicators are mixed, hence the music here. Dow futures are up 0.5%. S&P futures are flat. NASDAQ futures are down 0.6%. Also covering the ugly profits report from Meta, a.k.a. Facebook. They're spending a lot of money to develop the next generation immersive online digital experience, the so-called Metaverse. Its Reality Lab division lost more than $9 billion this year, and advertising revenue is tapering down amid talk of recession. Meta Facebook stock is down 20% in pre-market trading now.
This Marketplace podcast is supported by Palo Alto Networks. As you innovate to transform your business in today's digital world, how do you stay secure? At Palo Alto Networks, our mission is to protect your digital way of life. Whether it's unprecedented opportunities or uncertainties with AI and whatever comes next, we continually deliver innovation to make each day safer and more secure than the one before. More at paloaltonetworks.com.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
We're out of Houston this week, as I said. Let's talk to one of this region's newest technology CEOs. Antonio Neri is the boss at Hewlett-Packard Enterprise. It does the pro stuff, servers, remote computing in the cloud, the new supercomputer for Oak Ridge National Lab. In 2014, HP Enterprise split from its sibling, HP, the printer and laptop company. And earlier this year, Neri moved his headquarters from San Jose, California, to just north of Houston here, in part, he says, for lower cost of living and to get access to the supply of tech people coming out of the universities in this part of Texas. Mr. Neri, thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
I saw a survey. An enormous percentage of CEOs think we're going to be in a recession next year. What are your thoughts on this?
Well, definitely we're going through turbulent times, right? So think about the geopolitical aspects of where we live today. I think at the same time, we see inflation. So all this is catering to some sort of reassessment, realignment of the economy. However, you have to look at by segment, right? So when I think about enterprise IT, every business today is an IT business. And we live in a digital economy. And to me, data is the new currency, which means those who can extract value from the data faster will be winners. So it's an exciting time for IT. I think IT, enterprise IT, will be a little bit more resilient than consumer, for example, because in the end, customers need to continue to invest.
When you think of the future of cloud computing, part of the calculation, right, is where we're going to work. You work at the intersection of two pieces of this. You provide services that can help with remote, but also you're a boss with employees. So what are your thoughts about the future of hybrid work, given the fact that, you know, we're getting into the third year of this pandemic?
Well, I think we're going to go work everywhere. The fact of the matter is that now we live in a much more distributed environment than ever before. I think there is a balance, right? There has to be a balance because in the end, you want to focus on culture, where you bring people together to innovate, to collaborate, to socialize. But today, you know, since we are so distributed, and so is the data, we can actually access it from anywhere. So I think, to me, it's not about where you work, but how productive you can be and what outcomes you're going to deliver against what objectives.
So you don't see us going back to the pre-pandemic way of working?
No, not at all. There will be certain a pendulum shifting somewhere in the middle. But we encourage 100% of the people to be at the office as often they want, because that's a way to collaborate and also to talk to the colleagues about not only work, but their social life, which ultimately foster the culture of we before the I, the culture of inclusion and diversity, which are important elements in today's environment.
I wanted to ask you about your career path. I mean, you didn't start out here at HP sweeping floors, but you did work your way up through the ranks, didn't you?
I did. I mean, I joined HP in 1995, although that was not my first job, but I always was curious about technology and computer science. And then eventually life, the destined life says I will move to Holland, and I joined HP as a call center agent supporting customers on the phone.
In a call center, the guy who became CEO.
23 years later, yes. You know, I never imagined I would be the CEO of the company. It has been a remarkable journey because I learned a lot. But what I really love about this company is our purpose. Our purpose is to advance the way people live and work, to make a contribution. And 2022 was an amazing year because we brought to market some amazing things that are going to solve some of the biggest problems we ever imagined.
Antonio Neri, President and CEO of HP Enterprise, thank you very much.
Thank you.
From Texas This Week, courtesy of Houston Public Media, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.